Don't miss your chance to see Joyce live in Sacramento, California, April 10th through the 12th, and Cleveland, Ohio, April 24th through the 26th. All sessions are free. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-SEE-JOYCE or visit us online at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Go with me to the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 11. I honestly believe that this is the beginning of extraordinary times. We've had wonderful times in the Lord. The Lord has been faithful to His promises. We've not done everything right, yet the Lord has been faithful. And it's not that we purpose to do things wrong. We don't. We just sometimes miss the mark. That's what sin is. Sin is when you miss the mark. It doesn't mean you go back into the tavern or start cussing again. No, you just missed the mark. And you need to repent when you miss the mark. But God, in the midst of all of that, has been faithful. Faithful and true is what He is. That distinguishes Him from humankind. But today, I want to talk to you concerning what I've entitled the faith crisis. The faith crisis. You see, I'm of this persuasion that God does not call us to do things that we can do in our own strength or with our own resources or, you know, just from our own person. God always calls us to do something, let me say it this way, that is God-sized. If you don't do or take on something in your life, at least at different intervals, that is God-sized, I know one thing about you, maybe without even knowing you, you're boring. Your life is boring. You see, the walk with God is an adventure. Amen. It's better than all the sci-fi movies. Any movie you can think of that you've seen that was so exciting and so thrilling and had you on the edge of your seat. A walk with God is more exciting than that. If you'll take on God-sized faith. Amen. God-sized opportunities. Okay? Anytime God leads you to do something, and let me just bring it home like that. When God leads you to do something on any scale of magnitude, then you will always come to a place of what I call the crises of faith, where you have to make a choice. You have to make choices. A crisis of belief. Now in Hebrews 11 and verse 6, the scripture simply says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." All right? Anytime God leads you to do something God-sized, it has God-sized dimensions. And let me tell you something, He will lead you to do that. You're going to face a crisis of faith. You're going to face some things. If the truth were told, there have been times where you made wrong decisions when the crises of faith came. And you ended up making the decision based upon your lack of money or your lack of income or your lack of this or that or the other. God didn't call you to that crisis of faith based upon your lack of something. As a matter of fact, he called you to that crisis of faith probably to get you out of that lack of something. But see, at that time of crisis, it's a very telling turning point because it truly tells what you believe about God. What you do at that point, how you respond or react, which way you turn toward God or away from God, really defines what you believe about Him. To be honest, there have been times where you thought you was all that until the crisis came. You thought you had it, you know, you was testifying from the mountaintop till the crisis of faith came. Suddenly you were in the lily with the lily in the valley. Is that right? Understand this. Anytime God is leading, you're going to come to a place with what I call the crisis of faith. When God invites you to work with Him, and it's got to be by invitation. It's not something that we can do ourselves. God invites you to work with Him. He has, tell somebody, He has a God-sized assignment. One of the wonderful attributes about our Lord is that His wisdom is manifold. God is not a linear thinker in the sense that He's just doing one thing. When God calls you to something, He's doing manifold things. It's a wonder. It's incredible how even serving God, and you know, as tired as you get sometimes, as fatigued as your mind, you tend to be in better health than somebody that's sitting at home. Hello? You know, just serving God, going all out. You see, like you're working your fingers to the bone, but you're in better health. You have more energy. Your mind is more sound. See, God is doing manifold things. I mean, He's the God that healeth. Sometimes you allow other things to take His place. When God invites you to join Him in a work, He has a God-sized assignment. In other words, a God-sized assignment, you can define it like this. If God doesn't help me, I will fail. If God doesn't intervene, I can't do it. Come on, that's a God-sized assignment. Now see, that, you know, some of us are disqualified already. I ain't even started the message. We read one verse and you disqualified. This message don't pertain to you. Tell somebody it's time to come up. I'm convinced of this. Our grasp is here, but our reach should always be there. Your life is exciting. I'm not talking about getting stressed out. I'm not talking about overdoing something. I'm talking about walking by faith. There should be something always on the table that I'm believing God for, that I'm trusting God for, that I'm pressing into God for. You see, if you don't exercise your faith, it'll atrophy. It's just like a muscle. If you don't work them, after a while, all of a sudden you try to pick up something real heavy and you ain't worked out. Oh, my back. Now you're going to the doctor because you ain't been exercising your faith. Amen. All right. Now, if God doesn't help you, you'll fail. This is the crisis of faith, or the faith crisis, where many decide not to follow what they know God is calling them to, because it will make you uncomfortable. Some have not prepared themselves for war. When I say war, the war of the mind, because you can leave here today with your cup overflowing and the joy of the Lord, and just is full of faith, and then tomorrow the enemy shows up. And now you got to reestablish it all over again. In other words, you got to fight for it. You got to maintain it. You got to set your focus again, because the enemy's, you know, he's bombarding you with contrary thoughts. See, but that's the faith crisis. Circumstances start to crowd you. Just as God has spoken a blessing over you, the phone starts to ring. God said He's going to be debt-free this year, and then five creditors. Look at somebody tell them, that's the devil. It's the creditors, but it's the devil. You owe them, but it's the devil trying to discourage you. Tell somebody, you owe them. You got to pay them. But it's the devil trying to discourage you. Crises of faith. When God gives you a promise, hell takes notice. Heaven takes notice, but hell takes notice too. And you have to understand it. You'd be a one that is able to war. You have to be one that can overcome things. One that can rise above circumstances, things that surround us. Because when God gives you a God-sized assignment, it's so contrary to what things look like, you know, or even what things are. As far as the realm, this physical realm. Because God is talking to you by the Spirit, in the Spirit. Let me show you something here quickly to kind of assure us. When God speaks, well, first of all, the Lord does nothing except he speak first. A lot of things are here, but unless they are spoken to, unless God speaks, nothing happens. Sometimes all the components, all the ingredients are in your environment, but you hadn't said anything. You hadn't spoken anything concerning your faith. And you're kind of just waiting on something to happen. No, nothing happens. God doesn't do anything unless he speaks first. And then he created us like that. Tell somebody, get your faith out there. How many know God will put you out on a limb? Remember the story of the man that fell off the cliff and was holding on by a limb? He was hanging on. It was a long drop. And he was hanging on. He said, is anybody up there can help me? And he heard a voice say, let go. Thought for a moment. He said, is anybody else up there can help me? See, sometimes you're holding on to something and you won't listen to God say, let go. And you're missing out on the life, let me say, of adventure. In other words, the life that bears witness with you as to why you were born. What wakes you up in the morning. What fuels your engine? What consumes you? What you can give yourself 100% to? That's what God wants to bring you into. Now, at that crisis point, many sadly decide not to follow. John chapter 6 and verse 60. It says, many therefore of his disciples, when they heard this saying, said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, does this offend you? What if you shall see the Son of Man ascend where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickens. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. But Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. And he said, therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. Verse 66, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him.
Thank you for joining us as we start a new series today entitled, The Faith Crisis. Hebrews 11:6 states, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. He that comes to God must first believe that he is, that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Our call is to God-sized works. Our faith will face a crisis. Crisis comes to depict what God has placed on the inside of us. God does not and will not give us an assignment to see us fail. A God-sized assignment is a task that requires God to help us or we will fail. Some choose not to follow when it's a God-sized assignment. But those who do realize the benefits of God-sized faith. We must diligently seek him and allow him to guide us through the process. God-sized faith and opportunities lead you to an exciting life and an extraordinary walk with the Lord. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-Banks or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.